Shiv Samakalam Baba Basra Alice Nisan Atosh in March 18, 1980 on Tuesday.
Let's say there is no Yaraket yet, so then Shimon does not have the Yaraket yet, so Ubay, the joint neighbor, is allowed to set up the Mishnah. Only when there is already prayer, Shimon already has the set up. So then Rabbi Tabinsi says that Ubay cannot plant Chav, but if there is no Yaraket yet, there is no prayer yet, so then even Rabbi will be made it, that the Rishim can be saved. Only by Bail, Rabbi is made. That's the gist of the Gilse of Ramatam, the Ramoya, and the Muhammad is his massive. So then he says, Upir Shashpot, this is what he left off, let's start. Upir Muhammad. Upir Shashpot, Mitzchach, the Bahar, they come. מפני שאומרו הרבים האגות הוזר שהוא מעביד על המקח because the Bar-Moyer is magic and the reed because the reed has the same feelings in his Rashi the reed in other words that they're not dealers Elwam Rabin if they're not dealers Elwam Rabin so they will keep the Mekeach remain in the Matzkot so he says מפני שאומרו הרבים האגות הוזר שהוא מעביד על המקח אף על פי שנוסחי הלוחץ מוחלוקים בכך. נראות, זה עדיף על יסויס עם הריף יצאו. אבל הגעתי בו זה ליוסחו ושאינו מוגעת בכתב יודי הקוליזה. So the Ramban had a manuscript of the Ksaviyad of the Ritri Vizal. The Kosovo came, the Kipner and the Maslissim of the Kaya, the Kahu Pirish. So in other words, so we should bear in mind that the Ritri had the same major gilse as Rashi and Ri, because there are two major basic gilses. One basic gilse is that we are giving Elul Barabineh, so that means that the Wikipedia of Mikeach is collapses and Gimore. The Gemara is saying that Rabbi is only Chilk and Abayu in connection with Beir, but in connection with all the other Mazikim. So if there is no Nizik as yet, so then the Rishon is allowed to be saying, that's one basic Gilse. And then the other Gilse is the Gilse of Rashi and the Rini. In other words, we're not saying it's Elmo Rabine, but Tom Rabine. So the Kitz of Mekeach remains in the Maskole of the Gemara as well. Then there are minor variations, which are not of great significance. In other words, let's say, one Gilse is Eichem Shkachaslo. Eichem Shkachaslo, I mean the Kashi of the Gemara is. And the other is, that's the way we have it. Vidu is Somich Eichem Shkachaslo. And then there is another Gilse, the Ba'amoya has, so, Lomu Rumeni, instead of Eichem Shkachaslo Rumeni. So that's not so important. There is no real Achimine. But the two basic Yosoyes is one that is not there is Elul Barabineh, so the male who keeps up with Keach remains in the Maskone too, and the other one that is there is Elul Barabineh, so the keeps up with Keach does not remain in the Maskone. So he says, because the keep the Maskone with Keach, the Keach is there. Hatoshma, it was. Daike Taimet, Mikeyach, Hove Keyarek Somich, ודחינו מוי, כלי כי ירק נמו ראשון. ואוכל מה שמחה לקושר ירק. ומאני מהירק, בכתובי מן הירק שזהו עשיתו יפריע בשביל יום ובוחו ממערכה. וכן נפצו מן הבן, ועשינו, ואי מסיס מלי כי ירק בן, אי לסייתם. ועיתון הלו, רגעי סימת הלכב. So up to this point, there is no מחלקת רשיינים up to this point. The מחלקת רשיינים and the different gersoyim start at this point. ועיתון הלו, רגעי סימת הלכב. מפני שיוכלים עליהם, אני אין עליי להרחיק, עד הרבה הולך להרחיק, כאשר שאתה בוא בשבולי, ואיך הוא יבוא לחדרי, ומה זה כסי, ואף על פי שאתה רואים זה קנן או ביקר, עד הוא שבי שולט על עצמך, בואי לו עכשיו איתך, ואיתם לו יסוק בו, דברי, היכם משכחס לו, זה תגיר סלט ליהם, היכם משכחס לו, שיעתי, עד הרבה, רבי ציני שאירה ובאו עד מיזי, לפייתם שלהם, מי שאוי ביד מרבו מסליח סימך, משכח לספור בשביל כל סומך שאו סבירי, wie ich mich so mache, so mache. Ja, wir haben noch ein Dreiling, wie er weggehe, was ist nicht, und ich gehe es vor, wie er wie er ist. So in other words, so he explains it the same way, in the same way, generally, in the same way, as Rashi Rebbe, in other words. So the first match, that's the first match. So the first match says, Bishleine konta baye, that the Rishon is allowed to be same mayor. So we can very well understand Rabbi Yitzchak's mindset. Rabbi Yitzchak says to the Rabbono, no, that you Rabbono say that the Balachar is not allowed to be same mayor. The Balachar is not allowed to be same mayor. So I say no, the Balachar is allowed to be same. And then, so according to Abaye, the machlokes between Rabbon and Rabbi Yitzchak's reference to the case was about Dveilim or Sameach Tfilot. I mean, the way Rashi and Rabbi explained it. The Baldwin was a miracle. And according to Abaye, we cannot raise the question. The Baldwin, what right did the Baldwin have to be a miracle? Because according to Abaye, so the Rishon has a right to be a miracle. So here too, the Rabbon and Rabbi Yitzchak reference to the case was the Baldwin, let's say, Shimon, the Baldwin. He had his son. And Ruben had his son. So Shimon, who was the owner of this son, so he set up Dveilim at the very outset. Now, Ruben, the adjoining neighbor, decided to plant Chalav. So the Rabbanan say, no, he cannot. That Shimon can stop it. Shimon can say to Ruben, you have no right to plant Chalav because then you bring about the damage to my harvest. That my Dveilim that are already here, and my sode will eat your chalav, and then their mouths will become sharpened, and then, in order to cure themselves, so they will instinctively they will eat the chalav. This is what Rabban said. So again, he says no, that the Balbirin can accept the chalav, you cannot plant chalav, because the chalav can say, because since you set up Dveilim. So I have a right to set up chalav because just as my chalav causes damage, so your dveilim also causes damage. And you are the first one. So we're the first one. So you, according to Abaye, the dveilim had a right to set up dveilim because at that time, when Shimon set up the dveilim, there was no chalav, there was no hectic situation. So the dveilim, you had a right. But since you are the first one to create a situation of headache, the first one, so mainly I also have a right, since you are also right. So I also have a right about how the festival about Mary, to plan how. So all is well with Rabbi. Mashiach, according to Rabbi, so true that Rabbon and Rabbi have reference to the case, where Shimon was the first one to set up with Mary, he was the first one to set up. He set up with Mary, but he had no business setting up his baby. So it was Shalekidim. If it was Shalekidim, so it's always considered. And now, Ruben wants to plant Chalav, so it should be considered as he, they both came at the same time to be saved. So in other words, how does Abaye say that the Balchal can say to the Balchali, I have a right to set up chalav because you set up dveilim, but according to Rabbi, so Shimon had no right setting up dveilim. So whatever he did was shalekidim. So now they both have to be malchit. They both have to be malchit. So how is Rabbi Yitzchak saying that the Balchal doesn't have to be kiyachoket? He has to be kiyachoket. He has to move away 25 amalis. And about Bailey, he didn't have a right at the very outset not to move away. But he didn't, so let him move away now 25 hours. That's the question. So, we do be so the Bailey of the Shaka Koshiati. After that, the Hinsi Gates in our Bailey. If you are Tam Shalay, be sure the Yamna Bolis Mishne, Mishnakas Koshik or Soma Shomday. And it was there that the Hinsi Soma Soma. So the melee, so it was Beheter, and since Beheter, but in Maziki is, it was Beheter. But in Maziki is, so the melee, it gives the right zu dem Baum Karo, außer dem Isenberg. Außer dem Isenberg. וכיבישי סומך סומך, אלו יעמדו רגד מיילינס, וירחי מסניס ליחם משכח עשו דרגייצי. So this is the explanation according to the גירושה, וידו ליסום דרגייחם משכח עשו. But there is another גירושה, the יוסחס הסברבי, that וידו ליסום בו, וידו ליסום בו, so לומרו למיברה, why does the גירושה use the washing? עד שפרים עליך, שאים עליך, הלכי, so am ye immer so how can you back so we do so we so the news from this valley is we do so we lower the main or why does the gates he resort to this kind of an expression so he says that it can be explained according to gills of this valley more Vasvaldi is the gills of this valley which almost goes to them lower the main or he was yoking it to the ship in other words So, in other words, so what's the kasha? Lomo lemeibre. According to Rabbi, that the Baldrian had no right to be same neir, so it's always considered as if they both want to be same neir basachat. Because it doesn't make any difference whether one is same neir chrishin or not. Even if he's same neir chrishin, it's considered as if both is same neir basachat. So mele, why? So Rabbi Yitzchak should say that that Balchalva does not have the burden of making the whole achoke, but they both have the burden of making achoke. Why does Rabbi Yitzchak use the lashon Azachim Locho Halchim Chad Locho Anivim Locho Halchim Borach? Because this expression of Achat Imalei implies that there is no Chiyuv of Achot. Opanidaka. Only thing is that the Baal Chalo has the right to be saved. But according to Rove, it's not that the Baal Chalo has the right to be saved. They are both Maziki, so they both have to be Malchi. So what is the Malchi? 25 Amo, half of the distance that is required to eliminate a hezek situation, and the other one is about maybe less to be Malchi, 25 Amo. But the expression of Sha'achat Eimelei is expressing of another concept, not that they both have to be Malchi, that the Malchi is relieved of the burden of Achotim, because the Balvelim was already Savior before. So that is all right according to Abaye, because according to Abaye, the Balvelim had the right, but even though he had the right, he still was the first one to create the Hezek situation, and he is also a Mazik. So the Melech, that gives the right to the Balchalo not to be Malchit. So the expression makes good sense of Achat Eimelei. But according to Rove, this expression, Rabbi Yitzchak should use another expression. Rabbi Yitzchak should say, they are both Mazikim, so they both have to be Mazikim. Not that the Baal Chalo is relieved of his burden of Achoke, by virtue of the fact that the Baal Chalo was a snare. That's the question. Hore Lesioni Tumashim, Ulfakimot, Elomar, what did we get? Kelema Alevo, what is Tone Masis, Sinaya, and of Napsol, and not Bailey, Dante Gatone, the Snail and Zot, Avon, the Snail, Loima, the Loi, we should be bound, the Avon, the Snail, the Elom Shum, the whole Ebuki, the Shuloka, the Misra, the Halalas, the Wum, the Mohazo, the Yodish, the Yodom, the Misra, the Halalas, the Yarek, the Bailey, the Hleki, the Bailey, the Motai, the Name of Halalas, Alchid, the Mam, the Halalas, Oh, so in other words, now it's the same deal says Rashi. And the Rabban in explaining the Shita of Ri, so he also agrees with the Shita of Rashi, the deals of Rashi, that we are not dealing with El Omar Rabbinic. We are dealing with only El Omar Rav Kopet Lekeach. And Rav Kopet Kipta of Lekeach remains in Maskonetu. And so it seems on the surface one would say, so the explanation of Rakpopes Teres Lekeach is the same. No, there is a major difference between Rashi and the Mitzvah in the Teres of Rakpopes Lekeach and the Rabban's The Rambam's pshat in the Teretz of Hagia. How does Rashi, how do Rashi and Rabbi explain the Teretz of Hakof Boikea? In other words, Ruben and Shimon. So, Ruben had this other, and he had this other. And Ruben pointed at this other. He pointed, he set up Mishmo, a pool, and this other, and at this other, so he pointed here. And the O, Ruben, and this other, he pointed Harbo, and on this other, so he set up later. And both sodics belong to Ruben. Then, Rashi says, Ruben decided to sell this other, on which there was already Yerek, he decided to sell Mishima. He decided to sell this order, and which David was already set up, he decided to sell it to Shimon. So according to Rashi's pshat, so it means that the Gemara is saying that according to that's not Rashi's pshat. I mean, that Rashi Shapshat is, I'm sorry, this would be the Rambam's Pshat. But according to Rashi Pshat, so Ruben owned this order and that order. And Ruben set up a Mishma on this order. And on that order, he did not rent here as yet. Then, after he set up a Mishma on this order, he decided to sell the other order to Shimon. And then Shimon wants to rent here. Shimon wants to rent here. Shimon wants to plant the act. This is what Rashi says. Achas also says this one. We say today, who is not a shom chavu, mocha mechtes of deyo l'achet. So the mechtes of deyo, he sold to Shimon. And at that time, when he sold to Shimon the Mechtos of Deyo, the second half, there was no Yerek, there was no Glim. But with Kiyak, after buying the second half, or the second Sode, Zorah Shom Yerek or Yerek Glim. After buying, according to the Rambam, so it's a little different. In other words, it means that Ruben planted, he set up Mishro and the Sode, and the Obedi planted. While both Sodeis were in the Rishut possession of Ruben, the Obedi is planted the Rokeis and the second Sode. Or, in the case of Chalo and Levi, and this Sode, he planted Chalo, and the other Sode, he set up Levi. After he set up the Chalo and the Levi, after he set up the Mishro and the Yerek, he sold this Sode to Shimon. He sold this Sode to Shimon. Or, he sold both Sodeis he sold. Ruben sold this Sode on which he set up a Mishro, he sold to Shimon, and the Sode on which he already planted the rockets, so he sold to him. Or, yeah, in the case of Chalo and Levi, the Sode on which he said he planted Chalo, so he sold to Shimon, and the Sode on which he set up Levi, he sold to him. This is how the Rambam explains. So how come we care? Shalokach Mishro v'chalo, Motzah ha'yoneim al-chav li'al-chiz. So he said, Shemokach Mishro v'chalo, Zeh Mishro v'chalo, Zeh Yal-Gibbe, V'chlek Yerek u'beirin, V'motzah ha'yoneim al-chav li'al-chiz, V'yum me'mamlichne v'yadiz. So the word, but suppose the Likea, when he buys this Sode, so there is no Yerek as yet. Suppose the Likeach will buy the second Sode from Ruben. So there is no willingness yet. So the Rileke, so you can say, so in such a case, the Rileke, Yerek, Ruben, we want to have a name of the Havre, Archie, filme matnichne vaavidnes. Because according to Rashi, so the Rabbonim of Chavyesi say that even though Uvein just set up Chal and this one, and then in the second Zote, without any veil, so he sold the second Zote to Shimon. So according to Rashi, the Rabbonim of Chavyesi say that Shimon can set up veilim on the second Zote, after he bought the Sode from Uvein, and tell Uvein, you be so kind and remove the Chal, because otherwise you will be magic. This is how Rashi explained it. Bilikiyah Achash also the beast from the Sitzavim. Or Yisor Hashem Chal, Mocha Mechto Sadeo Lachio, Valikiyah Zor Hashem Yerek, Oyem Biri. So when is Bilikiyah Zerea Yerek? When is Bilikiyah Mani Biri? After he bought the second Sode from Uvein. So still Rabbon says that he can, he has a right to set up veilim on the second Sode after he bought it from Uvein, and demand of Uvein that Uvein broke out how? According to Rabban, no, this is not so. This is not so. So he says, at the time when Uvein sells Shimon, the second Sode, there is no Yarek yet, there is no Veilim yet, then he has no right to impose, to plant, to set up Veilim, or to plant Yarek and impose upon Uvein the burden of removing the Chal or removing the Mishmor. They're not. We won't say it. So, the Chalaki Yarek Veilim, we won't say it. We won't say it. But when did the Rabbanon of Chavyesi say? When did the Rabbanon of Chavyesi say that Shimon can demand of Reuven that he should put out the Chal? That Shimon can demand of Reuven that he should remove the Mishmor only if at the time of Reuven sold to Shimon the second Zode, so there was already a dveris on the second Zode. So in other words, so Shimon was not negligent in any way. He only, even at the time when Reuven sold the second Zode to Shimon, there was already a rokeis on the second Zode. Shimon was not negligent in any way. Mashiach came in the case that Rashi mentioned. So then, Shimon cannot demand of Reuven that he should remove the Mishmor just because he decided to plant the rockets, because then, even at the time when Reuven sells the second Sode to Shimon, there is no rockets on the second Sode, and Shimon decides to plant the rockets, or Shimon decides to set up building, then Shimon is guilty of contributory negligence in the creation of a heavy situation. Because when Reuven sold the second Sode to Shimon, there was no hetek situation. There was just mishmor. There was just chal here. So who creates the hetek situation? Shimon, by deciding to plant the orchid. Shimon, by deciding to set up veilim. So in the melee, Shimon is guilty of contributory negligence. So in such a case where Shimon is guilty of contributory negligence, so in such a case he cannot demand of Reuven that Reuven should remove his chal, that Reuven should remove his mishmor. Now is the concept of contributory negligence. I mean, we find this the same concept here in the United States. Let's say if there is a car accident, and let's say if the driver was negligent, but if the one who was run over was also guilty of contributory negligence, so then the driver is not liable. It's the same kind of concept. This is what the Rambam is saying. In other words, there is a machleket between Rashi and the Rambam. In the case of Ikea, according to Rashi, so the Rabbanon of Chavyesi say that even in the case where when Reuven sold to the Ikea the second Sode, so there was no Yerod, there was no Yerod, and then after buying the second Sode, Stephen Dorothea decided to set up his office, to set up place. So Rabbono Fazesi said that Stephen is at liberty to set up the rockets, to plant the rockets on the second Sunday, to set up the rim on the second Sunday, thereby creating a headache situation, and then tell Ruben to remove the body. So Rabban says no, in such a case, he cannot demand of Ruben to remove the body, because in such a case, he is guilty of contributory negligence. Shimon, who tells him to plant the rockets? So let him not plant the rockets, so there won't be any headache situation. But when do the Rabbono Fazesi say that Shimon can demand, can impose upon Ruben the burden of removing the halo, of removing the mishra, only if at the time when Ruben saw the second Sodeh to Shimon, so there was already prayer on the second Sodeh. If at the time when Ruben saw the second Sodeh to Shimon, there were already Yerokes there, so he's not guilty of any contributory negligence. He didn't. So in that case, they are both innocent. They are both innocent. Ruben is innocent, he's not negligent, and Shimon is not negligent. So in such a case, where neither one is a Peshaya, where the Mazik is not a Peshaya, and the Nizek is not a Peshaya, so the Rabbon of Fabiesi say, Ala Mazik Rahat is Hatzmei, and Shimon, the Nizek, has the right to impose upon Ruben the Mazik, the burden of removing the Mazik, even though he's completely innocent, he is completely passive. When he did set up the Havel, so everything belonged to him. Mashalite, even the time when Ruben sells the second Sodeh to Shimon, there are no Yerokes. So then the Rabbono would say that Shimon is at liberty to plant Yerokes and then impose upon Ruben the burden of removing the Mishra. Because then Ruben can say to Shimon, listen, who creates this situation of headache? Who is guilty? Who is negligent? You are negligent. I am not negligent. When I set up the house, everything belonged to me. I certainly had a right to do whatever I wanted. So there's a makhlokes between Rashi and Rama. So he says, but that was Mishmore.
My kind of Rabbon. So, Monacha, if it is reference to the case of Nikea, and in the case of Nikea, so you say, if at the time when, let's say, Shimon or Levia, it doesn't make any difference whether Ruben sold to Shimon the second Sunday and the first Sunday he retained for himself, or he sold both Sundays. And we'll soon see why the Rambam mentions it, because he had a certain son. So, with Rambam, he sold both Sodeh. And the first Sodeh he sold to Shimon, and the second Sodeh he sold to Levi. So, if, let's say, he sold the first Sodeh to Shimon, and the first Sodeh had a Mishmah, and the second Sodeh he sold to Levi, and the second Sodeh does not have the offices yet. So then the Rambam now made it that Shimon, who has the Sodeh, who bought the Sodeh, that had already the mischoalim, so he's not does not have the burden of being malchit, of being so does not have the burden of being malchit. Why? Because Eve lately wants to set up Yerokes, so then he's guilty of contributory negligence. So the question is, so the Rabbana now made the Rabbana Fabisa made that in the case where Yerokea gets the second Sodeh without Yerokes, so then he cannot plant Yerokes and impose upon the analogy, the burden of removing the Mishra, so even in the case where the second Sodeh has already the even in the case where the second son, the living body, from whom he has already been buried, so he should not be able to impose upon the Rikeach of the first son, upon Shimon, the burden of removing the mishmar, removing the harl, because after all, the Rikeach of the first son is innocent. So, just as, of course, there is a difference. Well, that will be mentioned later on. That will be mentioned later on by Rabbi. But right now, the Machshir assumes that the important thing, the important question is whether the Mazik is innocent or not, whether the Nizek is guilty of contributory negligence or not, is not important. So, in many ways, the Machshir is evil. He has my time to Monetia. The Rabbon now made it that in the case when the Rikeach, who buys the Sotik, the second Sotik, so even the time of the, he buys it, so there is no Lokises yet. So the Rabbon now made it that he cannot demand of the Rikeach of the first Sotik, that he should remove the Mishra, he should remove the Chavo, so even in the case where the Rikeach already has the Dreve or the Yerokes on it, he should not be able to impose the burden upon the Rikeach of the first Sode to remove, because after all, in that case too, the Rikeach of the first Sode is not negligent in any way. What's the difference? In one case, so the Rikeach of the second Sode is guilty of contributory negligence. In the other case, the Rikeach of the second Sode is not guilty of contributory negligence, but the Machshir's lawyer was that contributory negligence on the part of Isaac is of no significance. So he said, "You will get up by carrying a ball." That's you will get a man in the crate. You let the other boy out. He can get a clam of my mouth. We saw my time with the baby. אך הוא מישהו נהיה רק נמתן לו עם הכרי, והוא ירחיק, כי איך הדעת לו בעל הגוילים, והוא מרחיק, אפילו כי היא כחרו, חרו, והוא מן גורס פרדי, because there is also another verse here. You see, how does it read now a text, if you want? Even the care of my God and Rabbon, ואי, my time with Rabbi Yisi, אך הוא מישהו נהיה רק נמתן, but there was another verse. Even the care of my God and Rabbon, ואי, my title of B.A.C., V.A., after this from the Rokina. So in other words, according to the other Gilse, the Gemara is asking, according to this Gilse that we have now that the Gemara is asking one kashe against Rabbanon, and one kashe against B.A.C. According to the other Gilse, the Gemara is asking one kashe against Rabbanon, and two kashe against B.A.C. V.A., my title of B.A.C., V.A., after this from the Rokina. So the question is, what are the two kashe? Against Rabbi Yehudi. Umam, the God is trained of another Pirushet. My time is Rabbi Yehudi in the first way. Shall we all start with Vedra in the Pirushet Ikea? Ukshe Huta Bechalto, Ukshe Huta Bechalto, Hutra Choyma Metishe Bo Yisrael Yisrael. So there's the first Kashi. So in other words, Monashah, if he has reference to a case where Hubein owned two sons, and so he says, and Reuven and on one side, on the first side, Reuven set up a mishu. On the first side, Reuven set up chala. And on the second side, Reuven set up yerokes. On the second side, Reuven set up dvei. Then Reuven saw the first side of the sheep with the mishu or the chala mala. And then the second Sunday, Reuven sold to Rey, with the Yerokes or the Dvei man. So then, Rabbi Yehudi says, so the first kasha against Rabbi Yehudi is, Rabbi Yehudi, why does Rabbi Yehudi have to resort to the wrongness? At a terrible, Rabbi Yehudi could simply say that the Baal Haro, Shimon, is not Mechuye to remove the Haro without recourse to the fact that the Baal Haro is also not. He could say, the Valhalla is not Mechuyah to block out his Hal for the simple reason that he's completely innocent. What did he do? He said, Abhal, when everything belonged to him, why does Rabbi Yitzchak have to mention the whole of this, such a day, Halachim, and Melacho, Halachim, Melacho? Without recourse to that. So, Rabbi Yitzchak could say that the Valhalla is not Mechuyah to block out his Hal because he said, I'm the Chal, innocently, they had a gumbo. Why? Both sons belong to him. So that's one question. And then the second question is, why is it that Rabbeisi is on the Chirkas Lavon connection with Chal and Zerim? He should be Chirik, yeah, and Lavon in connection with Yisrael Yaredo, and the more assumed that Rabbeisi is not Chirik and Lavon in connection with Yisrael Yaredo. So he said, we do. By time of the day, we should hear another tell you that way. We have to hear about our daily. We will mark it. If you keep your house, we must go to spring day, we can have to do it. My time of the day, she was on the day, she will hear about the house, who's not going to be going to the show, they have to be so you're not going to be able to do it. We must be not, not a woman, but a woman, because some of the people are not going to be able to do it. We have to be so you're here. So in other words, so, well, that is strange. So in other words, they are the maximum in the thousand are just disagreeing on a certain spot. The whole kasha of the maximum was founded in the premise that the concept of contributory negligence is of no significance. Contributory negligence on the part of the nizek has no significance. What difference does it make whether the nizek was guilty of contributory negligence in becoming the nizek or not? That doesn't matter. So the middle of the match is what he has. Whereas the Talmud, Rabbina now in the second Talmud, Rabbina says, no, there is a concept of contributory negligence. There is a concept of contributory negligence. So he says, So in many ways, that's what was the kasha by the match against the Rabbon. So if the Rabbon will say that in the case where Levi did not have at the time before the second Sunday from Rumi, did not have the dwellingness yet there, or the Yerokis is yet. So then Levi cannot impose the burden of Achoke upon Shimon, the Mikeach of the first Sunday. So in the case where the dwelling was already in the second Sunday at the time of the purchase, he should not be able to impose the burden either. He should not be able to impose the burden either. So, Rabbina says there is a difference. In the case where the dwelling were not there at the time of which you had. So then, and he wants to set up the dwelling in the case where the Iraqis were not there on the second Sunday, and he wants to plan the Iraqis. So he is guilty of contributory negligence. He is creating a hectic situation. So the Melech, he cannot impose the burden of Achote, upon Shimon, the Kiyach of the first Sunday. Mashiachim in the case where the Iraqis were already planted at the time of the purchase. Mashiachim in the case where the dwelling were already set up at the time of the purchase. So he is not guilty of contributory negligence. He is not creating any hectic situation. The hectic situation is there. So in that case, he can impose the burden of Achote upon the Kiyach of the first Sunday. This is what Rabbi is saying. So the same kasha the teacher said. So teacher was forced to give interest that there is a distinction between Elon and Baal, the case of Elon and Baal, and the case of Harbor and Baal, in the case of Mishra and Yerek. Why? Because in the case of Mishra and Yerek and Harbor and Baal, there is no real hardship situation. If there is a hardship, it's a minimum. Mashiach, in the case of Elon and Baal, there is a very substantial hardship situation. It's any day there. plucking out mustard to plucking out a tree. So merely, so because of the harsh situation, so that's why the, that was the talents that the thesis was supposed to give. But Ramban gives another talent. So he says, the even though the Mazik was completely innocent, even though he set up the Chal, he set up the Mishko, we had to go at the time when both sons belonged to him, while the Mishko said to me, it's on the Bible, it's now in the real kingdom of your kids, the kingdom of Ikea, the Lord, don't be your Achas, host of your kids, Kilema, Shemoka, Kilimon, the Mishkene boy, the Kaname, in local the Mishko, the Halo Bolas is here, a Malachi, by the way, the Kaminos, our Mishko say to Mahitina Yere, Taime Diki Yere, which has make a Dabke. So now he's saying, you see, the Tetzes couldn't give the talent because Tetzes apply and interprets the talents of Rapopin and Mikeach, that Rubei was the Reah, Chalun in the Chosi Sodeh, and then he sold to Shimon, the second man of the Sodeh, and then Shimon, after buying the second man of the Sodeh, decided to set up Reah. So Reah is analogous to the situation of Reah. That's why Jesus was forced to distinguish on the basis of how the situation. Masha'im ke'in the Muhammad shiti is that in Chalun and Reah itself, in the case of Mishra and Yarek itself, if, let's say, Reah will on one half of the Sunday, he will set up Mishra, on one half of the Sunday, he will plant Chalun, and then in the second half of the Sunday, he will sell the Shimon, and then Shimon, will decide to plant Yerokes on the second of the Sunday, or Shimon will decide to set up Veilim on the second of the Sunday. So then, according to Ramban, the Rabbi of Fabiensi will agree that Shimon cannot impose upon Reuben the burden of removing the Chalun, of removing the Mishko. So anyway, the same thing is true of Yimon. So when Yimon mentions Hochemaskin of the Keah in connection with Yimon, so there the Keah means that he just said that he built, he just planted the tree, and he saw that, he just planted the tree, and he saw that, and then he sold the other Sode, or the other half of the Sode, to somebody else, and then he wants to dig a burial. So he says, King Shaloka, Tlema, Donida Ahati, also Nimon here, during Shaloka, Tlema, they will train him, we cannot even look at the needs of our local asses here in Marki. Varimaki Alexomir, the Gambinon, Abu Shaseinu, Mahikina Yere, Tani Dike Yere, Mishas Mekadavki. כדי שלא כך, זה מישכו וזה ירק. רובן, have you saw it? And he set up a מישכו עבור, על סודן עבורון, and ירק, על סודן עבורון. He set up חרו, על סודן עבורון, and דברי, על סודן עבורון. And then, he sold to שימן, על סודן עבורון, with the מישכו, and to לבי, סודן עבורון, with the ירק. Or he sold the סודן עבורון to שימן, with the Chalun, and so number two, he sold to Levi with the Bailey. So the melee, the Levi is not negligent either. They are both innocent. So in such a case, there is a hockey. We have in Mohal Yerek, we hear Mishroimon. And the same thing would be if, let's say, he had two sons, Rubei. The other is the one I mentioned. And Sodeh number one, he set up a Mishko. And Sodeh number two, he set up Yerokes. And then he sold Sodeh number two to Shimon. And he retained Sodeh number one with the Mishko for himself. So mainly, in such a case, there is a Chil Machoke. Why is there a Chil Machoke? In such a case, because neither one is guilty of any negligence. Reuben is not guilty. Reuben, the Mazik, He's not guilty of any negligence because he set up a mishpo, they had a gogol, and Shimon, the nizik, who bought a sodeh that already has yarek, is not guilty of any negligence. So in that case, the rabbonim say that the mazik is the burden of a chotah, even though he was innocent, completely. We have shia, then he has a sodeh. Now in this case,
Number two, Reuben, while it was in his possession, he set up the rockets. And then he sold son number one with the mazik to Shimon. And son number two with the yarek, he retained. So he has his offer. Maybe in that case, So he says, so maybe in that case, the Meicher will also have the right to impose upon the Mekeach who bought the Sodeh with the Mishcho that he should remove the Mishcho. But in that case, he has a Sodeh. Why does he have a Sodeh? Because there is a principle of Meicher by Yofel Meicher. You remember when we went over the Sugya? The Sukhye, Tavches, or Tavzayin Amurveis, then the Sukhye, we discuss the Indian of Mechel by Yofel Mechel. So I mentioned that there is in Machlikes Hashemi whether the concept of Mechel by Yofel Mechel, whether the concept
of Miche by Yoko Miche applies to Achotis Nizokin also. Or he doesn't apply to Achotis Nizokin. That's something that the Ramban has. So the Ramban says, the Efshea, שאפילו במיכי חוצי שדהו, ובוי מישהו, ושיר היה שפונו, נא מקרדיני, that what? That if Rubei had two sodas, soda number one, he set up Mishro, soda number two, he set up Hirokes, and then he sold to Shimon, soda number one. So he sold to Shimon, the soda that has the mazik, and he retained soda number two, the soda that has the nizik, the Hirokes. He retained for himself. So he says, Efshia, that in that case, Reuben the Meche has the right to impose upon Shimon the Lekeach to remove the mission. Efshia, yes and Efshia no. In the case where Reuben sells the Sode with the Mishon to Shimon and the Sode with the Yerokes to Levi, so then there is no Efshia, there is no Sode. So then, the one who has the sode with the nizek has the right to impose the burden upon the one who bought the sode with the mazik to remove, even though he's innocent. Both are innocent. But where does he have the suffix? Where the mecher himself, where the mecher himself retained the sode with the nizek. He retained for himself the sode with the nizek. So then he has his own. Why should that be different? So then because of the principle of mecher v'yofer mecher. But the shaila is whether the concept of mecher v'yofer mecher implies also that the person waives his right to be secure in any damage done by neighbor. So at that point to be mentioned, there is a machlokes hashemim. That's the suffix in the Ramban. So the Ramban says, if there hadn't been a concept of mecher v'yofer mecher, let's say according to the Ramban, who is chilek on the whole principle of mecher v'yofer mecher, the Ramban of Ramakim. So then of course, there is no doubt that in the case where Reuben had two sodas, and on soda number one he set up a mishwa, on soda number two he set up Yerek, and then he reserved for himself, he retained the soda that has the Yerek, the soda number two, and he sold soda number one that has the mazik to Shimon. So if we don't say like the Mandoma of Mecher by Yofu Mecher, so then of course he could impose the burden upon the Lekeach that he should remove the Mishra. But since we passed like Rabakim, that Mecher by Yofu Mecher, so we could argue that Mecher by Yofu Mecher also implies that the Mecher is waiving his chus of being secure in his Sode, not the Mishra. Or maybe not. Maybe Mecher by Yofel Mecher only implies that he gives by Yofel. He gives, but not that he agrees to be Nizek, that he gives his consent that the Rikea should be Maziki. That not. That, so at that point there is a Machlekes. So that's the Sofik now. Alright. So he says, the Efshah Shachar Mecher Chotis Adeimu, the Mishchon Shia Yad Bukono, Namekarni. ועוד, על המזיק לאחר כסעצמי, אף על פי שצחה בנסתרת, אף על פי שהוא יקייח, כי משאלו מי זה כמישהו ושאינו. So in other words, so he emphasizes the Ramban. When do we say על המזיק לאחר כסעצמי? על המזיק לאחר כסעצמי, if the Nizek is innocent. But if the Nizek himself is guilty of contributory negligence, then we don't say על המזיק לאחר כסעצמי. In other words, see, in view of the fact that the Nizek is not guilty of contributory negligence. So in other words, when both are innocent, so then it's to be considered, according to Rabbanan of Chagayis, this is Rabbanan's Teretz, as if both are guilty of negligence. So, as if both are guilty. וכבוי ומסקדו, ואם הם זה על זה נזוקים, ועד רימון, ודאי כימון, so, then the next question of the maxim is, מלכלל, דרבייסי, so, אבל אני דקל אחרס את זה. So he's explaining it. ודאי כימון, מדרבינה, מלכלל, מלכלל, דרבייסי, so, אבל אני דקל אחרס את זה. ומשמוכם ומלכם פיילים, כימין ומקי אחו, יהוכם, אבל הוא מיש מקריאה רקנם. So, the words, so, so it seems, so seems that lomdes of the Rabbana Fabiesi is that, that Allah Mazik Lahalik Esatzme, Lahalik Esatzme, even in the case of Ikeach, in view of the fact that the Nizek is also innocent, and the Nizek is not negligent, he is not responsible for the creation of the Hezek situation, any more than the Mazik. So then, the Mazik has the permitting of Hachoke Umshimoche. So, oh, and Rabbi Yossi is Chelek. So Rabbi Yossi holds that in view of the fact, that in view of the fact that it's a case of Ikeach, and the Mazik was set up the Mazik let go, so then it's a Nidek Lahalik Esatzme, in the case of Ikeach. So it's a Nidek Lahalik Esatzme. מיכלאו רבי יסי סובר על הנזק והאחס עצמי ומשמוכל מנחיק ואירים כיוון, כיוון ולקייחו יהוכה אפילו ניסרו וירק נעלה. Now the question is this, רבי יסי, this is the loneliness of the Makshina. Now רבי יסי says that the Balchavu does not have to be malchik. Why? Because the Baldwelim is also in Mazik. They are also in Mazik. So the question is, what if Shech? If the Baldwelim is also Mazik, let the Baldwelim be Malchik. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't say that the Baldwelim has to be Malchik. What does Rabbi Yossi say to the Rabbanon? Actually, he actually says that the Baldwelim can say to the Bacharu, actually, that the Bacharu can say to the Baldwelim, actually, Hamchik. So what does it mean? That neither one has to be Malchik. Neither. So the Balfeili is allowed to be saved. He's allowed to remain the way he is. He doesn't have to be Malchik. So at least he doesn't say that each one should move away 25 hours. So why? Why not? Because, but since he is a Mazik, so according to Rabbi Yossi, so the Baldwelim is a Mazik, so let Rabbi Yossi require the Baldwelim to be Malchik, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't require the Baldwelim to be Malchik. Rabbi Yossi just says that the Balcharu can say to the Baldwelim, that the Balcharu can say to the Baldwelim, just as you're not Malchik, I'm not Malchik, neither one is Malchik, but why shouldn't the Baldwelim be Malchik? So obviously the shite of Rabbi Yossi is that the Baldwelim doesn't have to be Malchik in spite of the fact that he is a Mazik, because Allah Nizik Lach is Atzme. Allah Nizik Lach is Atzme. And he is also a Mazik. The Baldwelim is also a Mazik better, because they are both Lokrim. The Baldwelim is Lekeach and the Baldwelim is Lekeach. So the Mele, in view of the fact that it's Beheta Gomo, so neither one has to be Malchik, not the Balchal, nor not the Balvelim. So it's a Raya that Lechol HaPoches, in the case where of the Keach, so Rabbi Yossi holds, Ala Nidik Lahalik Esatzme. Michlal, the Rabbi Yossi says, Ala Nidik Lahalik Esatzme. Umshimot le Malchik Velim, Kim le Keach, Yehoche, Achlu Nisro, V'yerek Name. So Rabbi Yossi should be Chilek HaRabbonon in connection with Nisro and Yerek also, because we can deduce from Rabbi Yossi's memory in connection with Chalav and Veilim that Rabbi Yossi in the Chol HaPoches by Ikeach holds Ala Nizik Lahalik Esatzme. Ala Nizik Lahalik Esatzme. So Memele by Nisro and Yerek, so Rabbi Yossi should also be Chilek HaRabbonon and say that the Baal Mishro is not going to be Malchik. Well, the Mishro is not the Chuyot to be Malchik. Yochav Mishro is your name. Avo, Chal in the Kashale. So why doesn't he? Now, before, the Rabban mentioned another Gersi, that there are two Beits in the previous Makshin. So there are two Beits. So the Gemara asked the previous Makshin, So it raised two cautions against Rabbi Yossi in two meanings. In other words, so the Gilon said, so what was the first caution against Rabbi Yossi? Why does Rabbi Yossi have to resort to the argument of Ajat Elimelech? Amir Malocho, he could simply say that he doesn't have to be Malchik, he doesn't have to be Malchik because he's Ve'ed HaGomo, without recourse to the argument that of Ajat Elimelech. That's the first kasha against the previous raised against Rabbi Yossi. And then Ve'ed Avraham Nisan Yerokin Avraham. So in, according to that Gil said, so the previous Makshin raised two kashas against Rabbi Yossi. But this Makshin is raising only one kasha against Rabbi Yossi. So he says, the previous Makshin has two kashas. He only has one kasha. Why? We should be able to look at Roma. We can see boys, very close, lay mat, shall be no more kiyah, but how do we do? So in other words, this Makshin realized something that the previous Makshin did not realize. The previous Makshin had two kashas against Rabbi Yossi. One kasha was, why does Rabbi Yossi in connection with Chalom and Dvarim have to resort to the argument, to the argument of Achat Emoni? Let him just say that he doesn't have to be Malchim because he's like a Yach, he's better Gomo. And the second kasha of the previous Makshi was, by the previous Makshi was, let Rabbi Yossi be Chayim Kamis from Yalik Tu. Now, the present Makshi is only raising the second kasha against Rabbi. Why isn't Rabbi Yossi Chayim and Rabbonon in connection with Yisro Yalik Tu? But he doesn't raise the first kasha. Why doesn't he raise the first kasha? Because the present Makshin realizes something, that the first kasha is no kasha. What was the first kasha? Why does Rabbi Yossi have to resort to the argument of Achat Emelech without recourse to the argument of Achat Emelech? He could say that he doesn't have to be Malchik. He doesn't have to be Malchik. Why? Because Allah. Because Allah needs a Klarik is Atzme. So the answer is, the reason is why Rabbi Yossi has to resort to the argument of Achat Emelech, because in connection with Chalul and Dvarim, Rabbi Yossi Shite is that even in an ordinary case, not only here, so the Malchal does not have to be married. In connection with Mishra and Yerek, so only in the case of the Keyach, so the Bal Mishra does not have to be married. But in connection with Chalul and Dvarim, even in ordinary case, not the Keyach, So the Malchav does not have to be Malchik. Why? Because they are both the same kind of Mazikim. So why should there be a Chiyum of Achoke and the Malchav, even if it's not like it? In connection with Mishra and Yerek, so then the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yossi should only be Chelik and Rabbonon in the case of the Keyach, because it's better Gomo. But why? Because where is the Keyach? So then it's an easy Malchav, it's actually. Then it's all this machmas. But in connection with Chalul and Dvarim, so even if it's not Mikeach, Rabbi Yossi would say there is no Chiyum Achoke. Because when is there a Chiyum Achoke? When one is a Mazik, one is a Nizik. But if both are Mazikim, both are Nizikim, so they cancel out each other. They cancel out the rights against each other. Because they are both Mazikim and both Nizikim. So the reason is, so according to the present Makshe, there is no difficulty in Rabbi Yossi's recourse to the argument of Achat Emelech, because Rabbi Yossi, by resorting to the argument of Achat Emelech, is implying that not only in the case of the Keyach is the Balchal is not mechuyev to be Malchik, but even in an ordinary case without the Keyach, the Balchal wouldn't be mechuyev to be Malchik. But the present Makshe is only raising the kasha against Rabbi Yossi, the second kasha, that the previous Makshe raised. In other words, since Rabbi Yossi obviously holds the whole apochus, that where is Ve'ed HaGomo, so then, it's a manizik, le'alchik es atzmei, there is no chiyum achoki. and the Masik, when the Masik set up has a Masik Behatabobo, let's say in the case of Ukea. So maybe the case should be heavily convinced from the Eric also, not only a Havovi. This is what he said. Oh. Ago. How do we catch it? We should definitely walk home up to the boys' airways. We must have to do it again. But how do we do that? We have a cargo view in Chu, Hochum and Boris Trebei, and Locha Tashu, Pirate Master Hashinon, we Pirate Kame, Lui Hashinon. So then you ask, but that's strange. After all, the previous faction asked two caches. How is it? And the Gemara did not spell out a talent on the first cache as yet. A special talent on the first cache as yet. How is it that now he only has the second cache? So we find several times in Shas that way. So he mentions examples. The Chayitzim is who? ובמקים ישראלים תאמו של חיש של האחרים מהקושי שאי אפשר עד שמסר השם זה בלכר ותחוס עם מסר המיימה מסורי כבוח על מיצרי ומתאנו של היגר מכזה לכך על ישראל ובמקום מספר קצת על מי קרוב ואין כמו ספר בישה ובחוש קטן את הקושי האחרים ובקם עם פיון משמר עשרים ליבו הרעות ובנדוי ואגבי שמיר פאו בנדוי ואגבי ובלי לכם פאו ובסור כאוסה רבי סבליזה ומתאר יצא ובסור פסר וכאר יצא בין אוי דחת פרקם נשויס ויחד פרקם נגיד. Oh, so in other words, he mentions, he cites other examples in Shas, where the previous Makshe has two Kashes, and then the second Makshe only emphasizes the second Kashe, and the first Kashe now. Why? Because the first Kashe can be answered. So why did the first Makshe ask the first Kashe if it can be answered? Alright, so the first Makshe did not realize that the first Kashe can be answered, and the second Makshe realized. Alright, then he continues. ומפקילון אלו אילון ובייס אל המזיק שלו ואפילו הוא לקייח כרבונו ולוי כישורו לדעה שלו עובר הוא הנקחו מזיק ובדה מפני שהוא פה ולתחום לשל חבר אלו שני המזיקים ושני הם כיפי זה זה להנחי כל אחות חוצי החוקה ורבי יסי לבדי לקומה שנקמות המצלח מקרבים אלו רבונו קומה היא אין בעובר מרחיק לא מויאבחיק זה ועל יהוע כאילו מגון בנזק זה שאין בו יצבי איכוי בשלהי ומסליס במקייח כאלה הוא חדרף בפה ורבינה ודיל אבו מקייח ומקייח כותבינם לא ירבי סימטי אלו על כוחו ירחיק חוצי החוקה דום הרי אם המליך ואבינה דברים מחיקו ומחיקו ובנויה. So now, this is the end of the explanation according to Rabbi. So, what is Maskon of the Gemara? That when Rabbi said, the thing of Hanabi, Rabbi himself is Chirik and Rabbanon in connection with Mishra Yerek. Because he holds our Nizek Lachek Esatzme in every case. But he's saying, for argument's sake, Namiach, like you, Rabbanon, that our Mazik Lachek Esatzme, so I still have with you. So Bishlein in connection with Mishra Yerek, fine. In connection with Mishra Yerek. So once we assume, like you, that our Mazik Lachek Esatzme, so then you are right. So the Baal Mishra has the burden of making the Achoke, even in the case of the Kerek. Because our Mazik Lachek, I don't agree with that. Because I hold the Anil Asmas. But I am for argument's sake, I agree with you now on the principle that our Mazik Lachek Esatzme. So Mele, you are right in the case of Mishra Yerek, that even in the case of Ikea, so the Mazik who is completely innocent, so he has the burden of Achoke in view of the fact that the Mizik is also completely innocent. But I'm still chelik on you in connection with Harland Meiri. So even on the basis of the principle of La Mazik Lachek Esatzme, I still insist that the Bal Harvo does not have the exclusive burden of Achoke. But since the Bokhavadu is Mazik the Dvayim, and since the Dvayim is Mazik the Khavadu, so they are both the same kind of Mazikim, so since they are both the same kind of Mazikim, so the Chilvachoke is incumbent upon both of them. So Mimele, the Bokhavadu, this is what Rabbi Yossi is saying to them. This is what Rabbi Yossi says, that the Baal Chavru can say to the Baal Dvayim, true, I'm a Mazik. Even though I'm innocent, I'm still a Mazik. And I have the burden of Achot. But you are also a Mazik. Even though you are also innocent, you are still a Mazik. So we are both the same Mazik. We are both nice people, we are both innocent, but we are both Mazik each other. So since we are both nice people, we are both innocent, but we are both Mazik each other, so the burden of Achot is upon both of us. So, if you insist that I should be Malchik, you be Malchik. You're not Malchik, so I'm not Malchik one inch. But if you insist that I be Malchik, so I'll be Malchik. So let's be fair. So I'll be Malchik half of the Achoke, 25 Amo, and you be Malchik 25 Amo. But that I should move away 50 Amo and do nothing, well, that's not fair. We are both Maziki. So in other words, so what is Rabbi Yossi saying according to this Loshon Rambam? Then Rambam is not Loshon. What is Rabbi Yossi saying according to this Loshon Rambam? That Rabbi Yossi, on the basis of the principle of Alamazik Lach Kesatzim, that's not Rabbi Yossi's own. Lam Tidekomau. But in other words, he's assuming now, like Rabbono, and the general Machlokes. So he's assuming like Rabban. And then he says, on the basis of the principle of Alamazik, of your principle, Rabban, Alamazik Lach Gesatzmei, so I say that in the case of Chavru and Dvayim, so there cannot be a burden of Achoke exclusively upon the Baal Chavru, because just the Baal Chavru is a Mazik, the Baal Dvayim is a Mazik, the Baal Dvayim is innocent, the Baal Chavru is innocent, they are both the same. So since they are both the same, so they have the same chiyum of achoke. The same chiyum of achoke. So the male, the Baal Chavru, can say to the Baal Dvayim, I'm not going to move one iota until you move. How much do you have to move? 25 amo. You don't move 25 amo, I don't move 25 amo. So in other words, so what does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi says that there is a chiyum of achoke, even by Rukeach, in the case of Chavru and Dvayim, not above. But since the Achim Achok is upon both of them, so the male, the Baal Dvayim cannot say to Baal Chavru, you move, and about me we'll see later. So in other words, so the Baal Chavru can say to the Baal Dvayim, no, I'm ready to move, but bitnai that you move the same. So in other words, what is he saying, Rabbi Yossi? That the Achim Achok is upon both. Then he mentions another question in Rabbi Yossi. All right. So he says, "Inachir midim reshenim." Then the second motion, midim reshenim. So the second motion is only on that point. Behas yom nishmaitzi. Hoche kamo Rabbi Yossi. Tenach mishaliyare. Belmahamle mekhe. Alo chalju veli. Tavai masik yadone. Vichim deachok yadavai rami. Vitavai lokhinu. Intzik lehalchi. Vibichom mitzeh shabim mikuches. Vein mohem zeh alzeko. The second motion, you see, where is according to the first motion? So Rabbi Yossi is saying, on the basis of the principle, it's all on the basis, it's not alibi Rabbi Yossi's own shi, but on the basis of the Rabbanon's general principle of Alamazik Lach Kesatzmei. So Rabbi Yossi says that in the case of Chavru and Dvayim, they both have to be Malchik. In the second motion of the Ramban, Rabbi Yossi says that on the basis of the general principle of Alamazik Lach Kesatzmei, so in this special case of Chavru and Dvayim, so in this special case of Chavru and Dvayim, so the Baal Chavru is not mechuyev to be Malchik at all. According to the first question, the Baal Chavru is mechuyev to be Malchik. But the Baal Chavru can say to the Baal Dvayim, I am not going to be Malchik until you are also Malchik. The same number of amis, of 25 amis. But if the Baal Dvayim says, okay, so I'll also move, I'll also be Malchik 25 amis. Then the Baal Chavru has to move 25 amo, according to the second motion of the Rambam. So, in view of the fact that they are both Mazikim, and even though they are both Mazikim, So now the question is, why does the second portion say? It seems that the first portion is more reasonable. Because if two amazikim, so what? So how much achoke should each one make? The same achoke? Let's say when one wants to dig a bear and the other one wants to dig a bear. So in order to prevent the hezek situation, there must be a distance of 6 tefachim. So if both want to dig bears, so then each one has to be marked 3 tefachim. I mean that's common sense. So it, according to the first portion of Rambam, the same thing is true according to Rabbi Yossi, on the basis of the principle of Alamazik Lach Besatzme in the case of Chalv and Lelem. So the Bachalim is a Mazik and the Bachalim is a Mazik. So it should be the same like Oren and Chimen. Each one wants to be a Beir. So they have to be Chalik in Dachot. So this one is Malachit Fitwachim and this one is Malachit Fitwachim. So the first question says the same is true of Chalv and Lelem. So the distance that is required to prevent the hezek situation is with Yamo. So the first portion says the Balchavanu is mechuyev to be marchik 25 Yamo, and the Balchavanu is mechuyev to be marchik 25 Yamo. The second portion, Rambam says no. The Balchavanu is not mechuyev to be marchik altogether. Why? Because in view of the fact that the Balchavanu is the predominant mazik, you see. Because true. That according to Rabbi Yossi, on the basis of the principle of our mazik v'arach besatzmi, both are mazikim. But how are both mazikim? Who is the original cause of the hezek situation? Not the chalav. The dvelim is the original cause of the hezek situation. Because how is a hezek situation created? Because if you have here chalav and you have here dvelim, so the bees eat the chalav. When the bees eat the chalav, so their mouths become sharpened. And when their mouths become sharpened, so instinctively, they are induced to eat up the honey in order to cure the mouths. They can't stand. They are allergic to a sharp mouth, the bees. So who is the original cause of the headache? Not the chalav, the dvelim. But even though the original cause of the hezek situation is the dvelim, not the chalav, but it's there is a dvelim. I mean, the chalav is also a factor. If there hadn't been chalav, so then the mouth of the dvelim wouldn't be sharp. So it's the fault of the chalav. It's the fault of the chalav. So, in other words, laf arbaregane felochuregane. In other words, because of the existence of the chalav, that's why the mouths of the dvelim is sharpened. So they are both mazikim. But who is a more predominant mazik? The dvelim is a more predominant mazik. So maybe the second question holds, in the case of women chimen, where each one wants to be a barrier, so they are both the same mazikim. No one is more predominant than the other. Mashinkin here, two that both mazikim, but the Baldwelim is more predominant of the mazik, is a more predominant mazik than the Balchavar. So the Mele, since the Baldwelim is mazik, and he is a mazik or ishe, so that relieves the Balchavar of the burden of Achokotet. So even if the Balvelim, according to the second question, Rambam, even if the Balvelim will say to the Balchavar, okay, I'll be marked 25 Amo, but you pluck out your Chavar and plant it 25 Amo away from the border. I don't want it near the border. So then, according to the second question, Balchavar says, well, just too bad. You are the predominant Mazik, and you were the one who made the first step in the creation of the hezek situation. So clearly, that relieves me of the burden of hope. So I don't care, you are weak to be marked 25 hours, fine, you can do whatever you want. I am not going to be marked, according to the second motion. That's the difference between the first motion in the Rambam and the second motion. Alright, now. וכי תאחוק הדבי רם תאחור מיכל אין צריכי להרחי בכל אין צריכי להרחי בכל מי עושה שם עם כוח הסבים עם זה על זה כלום so they have no rights against each other according to the first question of man they do have rights against each other but they have the same rights against each other so maybe each one can be forced by the other to move away 25 hours. According to the second motion, since the both Masichi and the Vaudeville is more predominant Masichi, is the original Masichi, he's the first cause of the hectic situation. So Mele, they have no rights against each other. And there is no Achok. V'divrei Rabbeinu Zal v'mitzas Yisrael Chosoi Motim Yin Azeh. The washing of the rim tends to indicate like the second washing of Ramban. But Elohishen Gemore naturally wrong. But the washing of Gemore indicates more like the first washing of Ramban. Because b'hai kevu kehor ha'okom al Rabbi Yisrael Chosoi. תינא דמאש רבוי שרבי ישימא כמגמרי אל רבון קומו כי כול שתינא בודו מסכינו דרבי ישימא אחתיים בודו מסכינו דרבי ישימא אחתיים לנפשי קומו לרבון אל לידו קומו ודבריהם קומו ובורי קומו לידו יאפלו משם ירק ואפלו בוי מקיח בוי בוי לחוקה וכל שכחלו אל לידו תינא משם ירק אפלו מקיח אל חלו לדברים תבאי מסכבודם לרבונו ואין לחלו למסכו ומסתכלה דיוק איזה בעצבורי Die Dwehren Michalo loi maske, die ave maske zorcha hoke, ke mitna magike mis a shenach bin oia, ve lo yase odom shenach biseich shalom, ve kainu on ke ahi mas nisi, ve li pomik bora vies, u mali yeni, mali dwehren. Now the Rambam mentions a very big Kiddush, not only the Sheni Megillah. He says that there is a double machlokes. Let's go according to everybody. There is a double machlokes between Rabbanu and Rabbi Yisi. What is in general machlokes? Whether Rabbi Yisi Barak is Atzmi or Rabbi Yisi Barak is Atzmi. So Rabbi Yisi says Rabbi Yisi Barak is Atzmi. In general. Except by giving away, so Rabbi Yisi is made in Rabbi Yisi Barak is Atzmi. And then there is a specific machlokes in Chalim and Dvelim as to whether the Dvelim is considered or believed as a Mazik on the Chalim or not. So the Rabbi Yisi says that the Dvelim is considered as a Mazik on the Chalim. And the Rabbanan say no, the Dvelim are not considered as a Mazik on the Chalim. The Dvelim are not considered as a Mazik on the Chalim. So he says, why do we pass Lilchaz like Rabbi Yisi in the general Machlekes? The Talmud is like it's absolutely in any non-given away situation. Allah is not asking, but in specific machlekes we pass by the Rabbah. But according that the Dvelim are not considered as mazikim of the Chavala. But according to Rabbi Yisi, that the Dvelim are considered as mazikim of the Chavala, and the according, so if we combine Rabbi Yisi's general shift, the Talmud is like it's And Rabbi Yisi is specific shite that the Dvelim are also Mazik Lacharo. So then, according to Rabbi Yisi, it follows that the Dvelim, in the case of Charo and Dvelim, the whole burden of Achoke is incumbent upon the Dvelim, upon the Balcharo, not at all. Upon the Balcharo, not at all. Why? Because true that Rabbi Yisi says that the Dvelim is Mazik Lacharo. The Dvelim is Mazik Chavu. And the Chavu is certainly Mazik, the Dvelim, because as a result of the existence of the Chavu, so the honey is wasted, is consumed by the Dvelim themselves. So, but Rabbi Yisi holds the Talmidic Lach is Atzmi. So, according to Rabbi Yisi, any Mazik that is not a Mazik or given away, not a Yodayim, is not considered as a Mazik. So, in the Mele, here, both are mazik each other, but the dvelim is mazik, the chalvu is mazik, the dvelim in a remote way, not only the geared way. The dvelim are mazik, the chalvu are the geared way. So melee. So according to the Rabbanon, that even a mazik that is not geared way is considered a mazik. So melee, the chiyuv achoke is upon both, as the Rabban said. The chiyuv achoke is upon both. Mashiach came according to Rabbi Yisi, that a mazik that is not given away is not considered a mazik because Allah is a mazik. So who is considered Al Pedin as a real mazik? A mazik of given away. So maybe the mazik of Kabul, who is a remote mazik, he is an indirect mazik. He is not a real mazik because it's not given away. He's no mazik. Mashiach came, the mazik of Veilim is a real mazik. So according to Rabbi Yisi, his own chite, who is a mazik? The Balfour is a mazik. in the Valhalla is not the Mazik. So maybe the whole Chiyuv HaChoke of 50 Amo is incumbent upon the Baal Tveili and the Valhalla, no HaChoke at all. Not at all. That's according to Rabbi Yezi. Mashiach, when we combine both Shittas of Rabbi Yezi, but we don't pass through like the specific Shitta of Rabbi Yezi. We pass through like Rabbi Yezi in the general Shitta. The Talmidim are actually, but in the specific Machlokes case, we don't pass through like Rabbi Yezi. We pass through the Rabbono. The Dveirin Lechal Loi Masri. So Mele, since Dveirin Lechal since Dveirin Lechal is Loi Masri, so Mele, our psychology is that the Baal Dveirin does not have to make any achoke because it's not a mask altogether. And because they will have no mask. And the Bachar does not have to be a mask because we pass through like Hermes in the general Machlokes. The Talmidim are like a made. So the burden of the achoke is upon the Baal Dveirin. He's upon the Baal Dveirin. He's the Nizek. But according to Hermes himself, the Aloha, the whole burden of achoke will be upon the Baal Dveirin. Even though Rabbi Yezi holds that the Zivach is at Zvei, but by giving away his lady. And here, according to Rabbi, once we assume that Dveirim is masked to the Chalo, the fact that the leaves are always grow back does not negate the character of Mazik of the Mavvelim. So the Mele is, what kind of a Mazik is he? He's a Mazik of Gerd Lein. And if he's a Mazik of Gerd Lein, so the Mele, he has the burden of the whole Achokim. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yezi in the specific Machlokes. We pass like Rabbonon. So that's why we pass in that neither the Baal Dveirin has to be Malachit, nor the Baal Chalo has to be Mazik. The Baal Dveirin does not have to be Mazik because we pass like Rabbonon. The Dveirin will have to be Maske, and the Baal Chalo doesn't have to be Malachit because we pass like Rabbi Yezi. In the general Machlokes, the Talmud is a Malachit. And then he says that now he's trying to prove that the Baal Dveirin is considered Gered Lein. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Machiki Esei Asari Esashim Lechminoiya Chamishimama. Why? Because the pigeons fly to the city and they eat up the seeds of the Bneoiya. And that Rabbi Yezi is also making. Why? So apparently, if somebody maintains, let's say, Yeno, so, and those Yenim have a tendency to fly at a distance and to eat up seeds, so it's considered the other way. So what difference does it make? Whether they fly and they are mazik the seeds of the Bneoiya or the Yochid. It doesn't make any difference. It's considered the other way. So then he says, if the Baal Dveirin had real title in the Dveirin, in the bees, so then any damage that is done by the bees, let's say to the hard leaves, so the Baal Dveirin would be mechuyav to pay because of the chiyuv of shen rego. But the only reason is why he will not be mechuyav to pay on the base of shen rego, because in order to be mechuyav to pay on the base of shen rego, so he has to have title in the shen, in the bay. Mashenkin here in bees, one does not have title. Why? Because how could one acquire title in bees? In other words, by what kind of a key can one make in bees? The only possible key that one could make in bees is chotzer. I mean, what kind of a key could one make in bees? Let's say chotzer. Hagboye, I mean, how is it possible that somebody should be by the bees? It is possible. But the usual key that is possible in bees is chotzer. In other words, if let's say one has a beehive in his chotzer, so and the bees were originally healthcare bees, so maybe he acquires title on them. But there is a halacha that chotzer cannot be changed in anything in which if it's not mishtamya b'sech chotzer. Suppose a deer, a tzvi of healthcare starts running in one's field. And then the Balasode sees how a tzvi shall have care. Wants to be sode. And he says, Tiski li sode. So, he wants to take the deer. So he's not, he doesn't acquire title in the deer. Why? Because because it's not Mishtame. Unless the tree is a tree shovel, if he's handicapped there and he cannot run, he can only run in such a way that any person can catch him. So then the tree is considered Mishtame Mishtame. So if a tree whose leg, one leg, is shovel, starts running in one sode, and the Balasode says, this guy is sode, then he acquires title in the tree. But if the tree is what's get out of and it's impossible to get control of it, so Mele, even though he went through the sode, so he doesn't acquire title. So Mele, for the same written words, Chotza can only become something if the object can be confined within the sode. But if you cannot control the living thing in your sode, and the sode is like, and the living thing is likely to run away from your sode, so then chotza cannot be kept. So because of that, it's impossible to have real type in bees in there. So that's the reason why, if let's say when bees vary, eat up the leaves of the harbor, so it's not the chuyev of beginning to pay for the damage. And the reason of Shemarel, why? Because it's not his money. But if one could acquire a title, then he would be the chuyev to pay to. But this halacha that he has to have title only applies to the chuyev tashlumim of Shemarel. That's in the magic of Bolokami. But in the magic of Bolobaspe, of Achokas Nizokim, of restraining a person, that he should not maintain a mazik, so their title is not necessary. This is what Ramban is saying. He says, "Umistabre yilchas ba'isroi karon yivir mechal b'maske di'ar maske atol chachok yitnam achkez ha'shirach le'iyah v'yashir u'shem yitzoi v'kayim kam asist ויפולי ברבי איסי, ומאויין עם אוי פרירים, ותעיינם מספר איסי מאדו בחרו, שאינו כדי אשר עשית בסרשום החדת, אבא מאיסי משרשומי, כוי משאר עדו רזי, וכינו עיר רבי איסי אימיה, מחליק לסבל לבני לך משמרו, כי משאוי נשפו את ביודו, שמרו לו דמי רבי איסי, וכירו עוד על המזק להרחיב את של רבי, ועדו ביוחי, כי להמיד את דיוב דדיבה מאויין, דיוב דדיבה מאויין, דסינו מורד החובו, But the Chobobo Medalev, the first line, so the first and the second line. V'yikimen v'yikim teve ha'yina meshev d'omrachman v'tashmoni k'lambu n'ubiya elu mikonu, elu mikindak k'shori miyu k'shkiche z'ayin k'ayev v'adu misalekwe d'ayina meshev k'dambu n'o u'shmakim u'minei v'yisvohi b'alpeh v'yisikre mazik v'alcharu lo'y misikre mazik v'yilab t'ilani yilke achim v'yikeyach v'alpeh v'malach ומיהו בדידוי קום עבוד הבייסי, כי נסביר לנו על המאזי כך הוא לא יגירי, ואני את הווי מאזיק עם זה איזה ריבו, וכל קום בזאת ניצחו עושה, היו כי את הווי מחכה או את הווי לא מחכה. In other words, the first motion in the Ramban is the הווי מחכה, and the call the second motion in the Ramban is the הווי לא מחכה. ומה שקוסו, ברוך אצל ידי, על המיזק להתס עצמי, ויחולו ובואי הלכו כלמה דברי, אלא הכל מזיק עם רבון המקומה, דהי מיסחוק כפי שמחר, והאוכה פוסק נעמי הלוכה כרבי איסר. הלוכה פוסק כרבי איסר. All right, this is the Ramban. Then the Ramban, there is one more pshat that the Ramban mentions, and the Ramban says that the girsi of Elom Rabino is not a sound girsi, it cannot be explained properly. Then he says, there is one Rishi who has the girsi of Elom Rabino, and he has a satisfactory explanation. In other words, so, but Rabbi Yezid ibn Migash, but Rabbi Yezid ibn Migash doesn't explain it the way Rabbi Natan explains it, and the way the Baramoy explains it. According to, now it's Rabbi Yezid ibn Migash is also Geras, Elom Rabbine, and that means that the Rikimte of Migash falls off, collapses. But, according to,